In the gospel passage taken from the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus speaks about the forgiving love, a love of enemies. Unlike many world religions, Christianity requires of its followers love of enemies. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. In this way, you will be sons of your heavenly Father, for he causes his son to rise up on the bad as well as the good. Never a prophet spoke this before. According to the law that existed in the Jewish community that time, there was no obligation to love one's enemy. It was even permissible to take revenge on the enemy in equal measure. That is why the rule in the Old Testament, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. The Jews became familiar with the crude tribal law of retaliation during their captivity in Egypt. Even Moses allowed the concession of milder retaliation for the Israelites. As we listen today's gospel, let us ask ourselves, are we not subject to the law of retaliation? How many wars are waged? Recently, we know the war between Russia and Ukraine. How many cities are bombed? How many families and communities are at strife because of the law of violence or retaliation? When we come to our personal life or our everyday life, there might be people who treat us with hostility. Some may hurt us for no reason. People may spoil our good names. People may mock at in the society. Some people even steal our wealth. In such situations, what is our attitude towards them? Are we able to forgive such people from our heart? Our natural tendency is to oppose enemies and to teach them a lesson. So that is what we see everywhere in the movies, in politics. That means in our personal lives, we too are no different. On the other way, when we do wrong to others, so we want others to forgive us for our mistakes and treat us as if we were not wrong. Everyone should love me, understand me, respect me, and say good about me. Similarly, we should also forgive others' mistakes. It is interesting that Gandhiji said, everyone in the world knows that Jesus and his teachings are non-violent except Christians. In a world where evil is met with greater evils, Jesus brings in a corrective in our attitude, a reform of life. For Jesus, retaliation or even limited vengeance has no place in Christian life. He gives us a law of forgiveness, of love of enemies. It was a complete surprise for his contemporaries, for they were subject to the law of retaliation of the Old Testament. The gospel gives priority to the spirit rather than to rules and regulations. Evil cannot be overcome by evil or by balance of forces. ദ പ്രസപ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് ജീസസ് ഈസ് ടു ഓവർകം ഈവിൾ വിത്ത് ഗുഡ്നസ്, എനിമിറ്റി വിത്ത് ലവ്. ടു ലവ് സംബഡി ഹു ലവ്സ് അസ് ഈസ് ഓൺലി നാച്ചുറൽ. പീപ്പിൾ ഓഫ് എവറി റിലീജിയൻ ആൻഡ് കൾച്ചറൽ ട്രഡീഷൻസ്, ഈവൻ സിന്നേഴ്സ് ഡു ദാറ്റ്. ലവ് ഗ്രേറ്റസ്റ്റ് പ്രൂഫ് ഈസ് ലവിങ് ദോസ് ഹേറ്റസ്, ദോസ് ഹു ഹർട്ടസ്, ദോസ് ഹു നെവർ എൻകറേജ് ഓർ അപ്രീഷിയേറ്റ് അസ്. ദ ട്രൂ ടെസ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് ക്രിസ്ത്യാനിറ്റി ലൈസ് ഇൻ ലവിങ് സച്ച് പീപ്പിൾ. ദറ്റ് ഇസ് വാട്ട് വി റീഡ് ഇൻ റോമൻസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ 12:20. If your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Today, we began our celebration of Mass asking God and one another for forgiveness. Let our prayers be sincere and true. Let us love those who persecute us. And when we feel like hating somebody, let us say a prayer for them. This will remedy things.